You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am so happy you're with me this week. You are on my program, The Lawyer of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Welcome. It's been a couple of weeks since I've got to talk to you personally and directly. I love having people on. I love talking to other people. But I also like talking to you directly and telling you kind of what's on my heart. I would love to hear some feedback from you. So you can always email me at paula@paulakidcasey.com. Because today I'm going to take you back on a journey. And a lot of you have been with me on a journey. I've now been on the Law of Attraction Radio Network for 3 years. Woohoo! My third anniversary is this week. Had no idea that I was going to get to be on this journey. Knew I wanted a platform, but I was offered this by Jules after my book came out in February of 2018. And since then, I have realized how thankful I am and how fortunate I was that I have been given this opportunity to have this platform to speak to you, to share some of my heartfelt ideas and to help you maybe with your heartfelt ideas, but also to bring some other information to you with other people. So today, what I'd like to do is I'd really like to kind of see if any of this that I'm talking about is going to really appeal to you or affect you or that you're going to relate to, because I want to tell you about my story. And we're all on this journey, right? When we showed up here, when we were born, we started on this journey. And when you hear other people's journeys, sometimes it helps you put yours into perspective and understand how important it is that you continue to show up, right? This may be a tough time for some of us, but if you continue to show up, if it's not a happy ending, it's not the ending yet, we're still on the journey. Wanted to share with you my journey and hopefully that you can relate to some of this. You know, I was a divorce attorney for 25 years when I was sitting in my home office one Sunday in January of 2005. And when I call it a home office, I use that term very loosely because I didn't really practice out of there. It was like a place that I would go when I wanted to get away from other people. It had a desk and a computer, but I didn't really do much in there. And it was a Sunday, and Sundays were particularly hard for me because I knew I had to go back to a job on Monday that I didn't love. And I bet some of you can relate to that. And I had to be in court first thing, 9 o'clock on Monday morning, and it was brutal. And I was brutal because I was good. It was very competitive. It was very conflictual. I mean, it was divorce, right? There's negative energy. Everybody's upset. You're trying to support your client. You're trying to defend situations. So it was always a very difficult energy to be in. And Sundays were really, really bad because I knew that I had to go back to work the next day. So I was sitting in my home office. I was stewing about having to go to work the next day. The Super Bowl was on, and I don't particularly like football, so I wasn't too excited about that. And then my husband was in the other room, and it's for some reason I wasn't too excited about him, and I was mad at him for some reason. So I'm sitting there, and I'm upset, and I'm worried, and I'm projecting what I'm going to do the next day. And all of a sudden, I get this pain that erupts from my heart, and it literally from my heart. I think I'm having a heart attack. I can't catch my breath. My heart rate is just going through the roof. I feel dizzy. I think I'm dying. I think I'm having a heart attack. And I yell at my husband, "Hey, Mike, come get me. I got to go to the hospital. I think I'm having a heart attack." And my husband yells back in, "Can you wait until halftime?" Now he swears he didn't say that, but he did. But he did run me to the hospital immediately. You know, they spent weeks, if not months, running tests to try to figure out what's wrong with me. And they finally set me down to give me the bad news. There was absolutely nothing wrong with me physically. It was all in my head. You know, and maybe you can relate to that, that something's going on and you want them to find a reason because then they can fix it, right? If there's a diagnosis, if there's something really wrong with you, the medical area can fix it. Well, and so I'm thinking there's things that they can fix. And when they said it's not physical, it's all in your head, I did not take that well because I thought I could control everything. I control everything in my life. I can control my emotions. I can control what's going on in the courtroom. You know, surely I could control anxiety, and that wasn't it. But, you know, the more I argued with the doctors, the more anxious I got, the more I had these panic attacks. And for those of you that haven't had them, it's horrible. You think you're dying. It's a feeling that you want to sit in the corner and just rock. And it's also a feeling that you want to run as fast as you can to get away from yourself. Never felt that way. I realize now it is like that inner being trying to run away from yourself, saying, you know, you got to quit this stuff. You got to start doing what you came here to do. Because for 5 or 6 or 7 years, I had had this still small voice talk to me. I had had my higher self, my angels, God, whatever you want to call it, say, hey, maybe this isn't what you want to do the rest of your life. Maybe you came here to do something different. But I ignored it. I stuffed it down. I stuffed it out with food. I stuffed it down with, you know, not paying attention and anxiety. Because what happens when you look at that? You have to actually do something. If your higher self, if you're the depth of your being says you're supposed to be doing something else and you don't know what it is and you don't do it and you're paying attention to that, what happens, right? And I didn't know, but I knew that I didn't know what to do. So I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole. So I had known for five or six years at that point in time that I really had come here to do something different and would not even acknowledge that. Because the next step is I got to figure out what to do with it, right? So after they tell me I have anxiety attacks, which obviously I knew, but I mean, it was, I didn't want to go out of the house. I didn't want to go into court because I was afraid I would have one of those attacks. And I mean, that's what I did for a living. I didn't want to get on an airplane. It was really affecting my life. The medicine didn't really help that much. But I did find some things, cognitive behavioral therapy. And there were some other things that I found, which was really meditation and visualization, which of all the things I tried probably gave me the most relief. And I was a researcher, right? I was an attorney. So we didn't have Google back then. We didn't have the internet like we do now. We didn't have Facebook or asking people any questions. You had to literally go do the research at the library. Or at Barnes & Noble was my favorite place to hang out. So I said, okay, I'm going to start doing some information gathering, right? So I'm going to find out more about meditation. I'm going to find out more about this mindfulness, right? This visualization. So I can control my mind so that it doesn't have those anxiety attacks. And I would go to Barnes & Noble. I found Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. If you haven't read that, that's amazing. Really helps you stay focused on the present moment and stay focused on you in the present moment. And it gave me some relief. And I kept going back and getting more books. And I always said there was a Barnes & Noble angel because I would go in and find the exact book that I was looking for. And one day I found a little book called The Secret. Now, if you'd asked me about the law of attraction before that day, I would probably not have had any idea what you're talking about. Now, once I understood the concepts, I knew that I had always known that somewhere in the back of my mind, not being able to actually vocalize it. But when I read The Secret, that small book, I'm sure you've all read that or you would not be on my radio show. You know, I realized, oh my God, there's this power inside of me that connects with this power of the universe. And The Secret is a great introduction. It's a great introductory step. I have since learned that there's a lot more that we need to be doing, but it got me on the path that I'm now on, and something just lit up and I said, this is what I need to find out. And this is what I need to be doing the rest of my life. So I went on a journey. I went on a spiritual journey, I went on a journey to Barnes and Noble. I went, you know, and that's what I did. I'm a voracious reader. I'd read two or three books a week. You know, I'd have to go to the alternative section of Barnes and Noble, which was always in the back of the store, right? Because it's back there with occult and, you know, witchcraft. And so I'd go with my sunglasses on because it's a pretty small town. And I would go back there and I would find another book and I would just devour it because I knew there was something there and I loved it. And so I don't know what, for 4 years, 5 years, that's all I did. I read everything I could get my hands on. I remember coming home one day from work, because reading was the only way I could understand this. Once again, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have blogs. We didn't really have, I didn't know of a lot of teachers that taught this. And I remember coming home. I'm about three blocks from my house. I come up to a stop sign and I have to put my foot on the brake, obviously, because I'm stop at stop signs. And I just remember the act of putting the foot on the brake. At that point in time, this wave of loneliness or of being homesick. And I can't even tell you what it was, but it was just overwhelming. It washed over me. And I sat there and I sobbed. And I tried to say to myself, what are you so homesick for? You know, you're three blocks from home. Your husband's there. Your kids are there. Everybody's safe. Now, both of my parents had passed away 5 or 6 years before, but that wasn't what I was feeling. I couldn't even define what I was feeling, but I sat there and sobbed until somebody honked the horn behind me and made me leave. And it kind of, that feeling kind of left as quickly as it came. But I do remember thinking, you know, the books are great, but obviously there's this hole inside of me and I don't know how to fill it up. And I need to have something more than books. And I need to understand how all these concepts fit together. And when I do, I want to teach it. I know this is what I want to do. So we're talking back 2010, 2011, you know, and within a month, I get an email from Mike Dooley's, you know, Notes in the Universe saying he's going to have a workshop and everybody there, he's going to train them to go out and teach this information. I went, oh, that's answer to prayer, right? I'd said less than a month ago, this is what I want to teach. So I go out, I become a certified trainer. I come back and I teach Mike stuff. Love it. I love Mike. But it is pretty rainbows and unicorns. And I love rainbows and unicorns, not putting either one of those down. But I was still an attorney. I was still taking my information to, I wanted to take my information to businesses, right? To other attorneys, to corporations, to small businesses. And I felt I needed something that was more credible, that had more documentation, that was verifiable, because that was my genre, is to be able to present evidence that was based on fact and documentation and testimonials. Tried to kind of do that with Mike's material, couldn't really do that. I remember one Thursday night, the reason I'm telling you this is because all of these were breadcrumbs. So I would get a breadcrumb and I would pay attention to it, right? It's a synchronicity. It's a coincidence. So just remember that there are breadcrumbs in your life that when you see something, we need to pay attention. So like on a Thursday night, I'd said, I want to be able to teach this and go into corporations. I want a business model. I want one that has a business model. And the next morning I wake up, and at that point in time, we did start having Facebook, and one of my friends, like Bob Proctor, I remember Bob Proctor because he was in The Secret. Also, Mike Dooley was in The Secret. I said, I remember him. Let's find out what he's doing. And I hit the Bob Proctor thing. It did not go to like a Bob Proctor main website with, you know, information about him. It went directly to a consultant website. And they were just starting a new program where they were training consultants to go out and teach Bob's material to become a certified consultant. And I'm an impulse buyer. And so by that night, I was on the phone with Bob Proctor, with his business partner, Sandy Gallagher, and I enrolled in this very high-end certified consulting business so I could become a certified consultant and teach it. And I did. And I did pretty well. Now, I'm still practicing law at this point in time, but I realize this is where my passion is. You know, I was able to teach quite a few people. One of the people that was in my class, he was in an MLM, and I love direct sales. I think there's such a great opportunity for people. And he took my class, and his business in that just soared. his upline contacted me and said, I don't know what you did with Keith, but I want you to come and talk to the rest of the group and talk to them about it. And so I did. I did like a 15-minute speech. After it was over, dozens of people signed up with me. I became a top consultant for Bob Proctor. I was in his inner circle. And I love Bob, and I've been to his house many times, and I love what he teaches. But once again, I knew there was something deeper and wider than what I was actually teaching. During this time that I was learning from other people and becoming certified and teaching their programs, I also still had to practice law, right? Because we still have to put food on the table. We still have to feed our kids, you know, and we had huge responsibilities. I had a house out in Breckenridge. We had a big house here. I had kids in private schools. I had kids in private colleges. So I was still having to practice law. And the more I got into this, the law of attraction, which is what I love and which is what we talk about when I'm here, the harder it was for me to go into court because it's two different energies, right? Like one of them is the competitive, I'm going to rip your heart out energy. And the other one is this collaborative, compassionate, I understand about vibration that we have to put out what we get back. It was getting harder and harder for me to reconcile those two. And it was getting heavier on me. The more I realized the dichotomy between the two, the harder it was, the heavier I felt. And, you know, and this is exactly what happens in our lives. I started gaining weight. I gained 60 to 80 pounds in those 4 or 5 years. I had to have 2 new knees. I broke my foot twice. I had to have foot reconstruction on one because arthritis had kind of eaten it all up. I was literally at the point I was so heavy and I couldn't move. And I mean that physically. I mean that in my profession. I mean that mentally and emotionally. And I mean that spiritually, right? I was in a position I felt like I was stuck. I had to continue to practice law to pay the bills. I'm sure we all understand that, right? That you have to stay where you are. But you know there's something so much bigger. And so I felt stuck. I was stuck, right? I felt... My heart felt heavy. I was heavy. I felt like I was immobile in any way I wanted to go. And physically, I was pretty immobile. And I got to the point, I said, you know what? I am overwhelmed. I am overweight. And I am over it. And I didn't know what to do. I sat there. It was October of 2017. So now it's been like 12 years since I realized that I wanted to do something more. I first started reading books and then I started going and getting certified and going to seminars. But I'm still saying, okay, what is missing? Why is this not working? People would take my class and would get wonderful results. And I was doing okay, getting great results in both of my professions, but knowing in my heart, I needed to transition. So I remember in October of 2017, just saying, I've had it, you know, I'm over it. I don't know how to do it. I'm tired of trying to control this whole thing. I'm tired of trying to figure out how to sell my business, how to get my book published, how to lose weight. I'm at this point in time, I'm now like 100 pounds overweight. You know, there's that I wanted to feel good. I wanted to be credible. I wanted to be able to go out and feel like I could teach this to people. And I remember not knowing how to do it. And I just surrendered. And I hated the word surrender. To me, it meant to lose. And I never lost. I would go in with my guns blazing and I would win. And I remember sitting there going, I don't know how to do it. And I don't know what the next step is. Now, as I'm sitting there, I have an epiphany. And the epiphany is some things that happened to me in my younger life. And I finally kind of figured out how they fit together. So one of those epiphanies is when I was little, and I mean little, like a baby, and I remember being in my crib, and I know they say you can't remember back that far, but I do. And I remember the bars to the crib, and they were bars to the crib. They weren't bars to a prison. I remember laying there and putting my hand in front of my face, and the words or the concepts, conscious again, came up. I knew I was conscious again. And I have remembered that memory every day since that point in time because I knew there's something bigger. I used to be something bigger. I did not used to be in that little bitty body. And I realized that at that point in time. So one thing I realized is I came from somewhere. I was not just this body. that there was a bigger existence. And the second thing I remember from my past lives were back before I knew about the law of attraction. You know, my kids were little. We lived in an old house on an old street. And I remember just walking out the back door to go outside. And as I'm opening the door, it's like I open the door and I don't even know how to describe it, to a different dimension, right? And it was a feeling. It was lights. And I said, and I could feel these personalities, these loving personalities that were all around me. And I just said, oh, it's you. I remembered them, right? And they were all around me. And it was like they were as surprised as I was, like, how did I get there? And as soon as I said, oh, it's you, the door closed. I mean, figuratively, not the actual door. But whatever I had crossed over for those few seconds, I now realize that not only was I something bigger before I came here, that there were things around me constantly that were bigger, and that they're there all the time. It's this amazing, loving spirit guides, guardian angels, Holy Spirit, source, right there, right? So as I'm sitting there in October of 2017, I'm remembering these things. I remember that I have a vivid memory that I came here before being a baby, and I have a vivid memory that around me at all times is this amazing love, this source, this Holy Spirit, this zero point field. Because of that, I could surrender to something else. I could say there's something bigger. I don't have to worry about this right now because I'm done. You know, I don't know what to do. I'm tired. How many of you out there feel tired, right? I'm tired. I'm worn out. I don't know what the next step is. And I just had to throw up my hands and say, I don't know what to do. So I knew that. I knew I could surrender to something bigger because I'd had those past experiences. And I want you guys to think about that. What past experiences have you had that have allowed you to know in your heart that everything's going to be okay, that the universe has your back, that Jesus is right there by you, right? That source is right there, because we've all had them. We just need to remember them, because we can call on them. We can call on those memories and those feelings when we have a time that we need those. So then the second thing I realized that day, besides that I can surrender to this, the bigger me, right? I didn't ever want to surrender anything outside of me, which to me was organized religion, but man, inside of me, I knew that it was huge, is that I taught vibration. I knew that there was a vibrational universe. I knew that we were all vibrating humans, and whatever we put out, we get back. That's what the law of attraction says. Whatever frequency we're on, that's the only frequency that we can actually receive on. Whatever we're transmitting on, that's what we'll receive on. And I knew that I had to get on the highest frequency that I possibly could, of love, of gratitude, of joy, not discipline, not being upset, not being worried, not, you know, living in fear, but living in faith, and get to that on a moment by moment basis. And so I decided that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to worry about trying to figure out what's going on in my everyday life. I'm going to do what I have to do every day. I'm going to feed the kids, right? I still have to go to work. I still have to feed the kids, but it's going to be done with a different attitude. I'm going to just listen to beautiful music on the way to work. And I'm going to listen to Abraham Hicks videos. I'm going to just watch Hallmark movies, which is all I ever do. I'm going to turn off the news. I'm just going to get as happy as I possibly can. Those are the two things I did. I remembered there's something bigger inside of me attached to source. And I decided that I was going to be on the highest vibration I possibly could. So within literally 8 months, what happened was pretty miraculous. But just an overview is that I figured out a way to lose 100 pounds. I got my book published. I was able to sell my business for a huge amount that I could never have figured out on my own. And I was offered this radio show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. All of those happened outside of my control. Not that that's not what I wanted, and not that that's not what I had not put out to the universe, but I had not physically taken actions to figure out how to make them work. Now, I had followed breadcrumbs, and that's what I want to talk to you guys about, following breadcrumbs. Something happened and I followed that breadcrumb. I had said, I want to figure out how to lose weight. And I go to get my hair done the next day, and my hairdresser says she's going to have weight loss surgery. And I immediately am resistant to that, but that's a breadcrumb. And so I decided I'm just going to look into that, because that is probably healthier than being 100 pounds overweight. It's a breadcrumb. Pay attention to the breadcrumbs in your life. And I went on and I decided to try to find out more about this weight loss surgery. And I found out my insurance covered it 100% when I turned 65. That was a breadcrumb. They had to do some physical tests, and there were some things wrong with me that they would not have found out if I had not decided to do the weight loss surgery. That's a breadcrumb, right? That was something that should have happened. I go to see someone and I run into an attorney that I never see. And I'd gone to a doctor to talk to them about the weight loss surgery. And I run into an attorney in a building he's not in at a time attorneys are never around, which is 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. And he tells me that he's just been hired by a firm that wants to get as many new cases as they can and grow their business as quickly as they can. And it's another breadcrumb. I call them, I sell them my business. My book gets published. Jules Johnson, who owns the Law of Attraction radio station, finds my book, decides to have me on and interview me, loves me, got a lot of great reviews. They offer me my own radio show. I could never have planned that out myself, but I had the intention that I was going to trust Source, and I followed the breadcrumbs. You got to have the courage to follow the breadcrumb. And you guys, it's not that hard, right? I'm not asking you to jump off a cliff. You know, Martin Luther King says you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to see the next step. That next step, it is a breadcrumb. And that breadcrumb will get you to another one. You don't need to know how the universe is going to put this together, because the problem is we try to put it together. If you allow the universe to show you the next breadcrumb and you have the courage to take it, and the courage just means you're going to go a different way than you've never gone before, you're going to trust that that next step is going to be okay. Not a huge step. Once again, I'm not asking you to jump off a cliff. What's the next step? What's that breadcrumb? What is it you really want to do? You know, you want to go back to school, you want to move, you want to find somebody to be in a relationship. Just say, what's one step? What's a breadcrumb? And follow it, right? You want to travel? What's the first breadcrumb? Get your passport. You want to find somebody to have a relationship with? What's a breadcrumb? Start asking relatives or get on one of those nice dating websites, right? Just follow the breadcrumbs. You don't know where it's going to go. And don't try to figure it out. And don't try to control the breadcrumbs, because I'm a big breadcrumb controller. So don't do that. Because if you allow the universe to fill in the blanks, it becomes magical. When you're trying to control the outside circumstances, all you do is get more of the outside circumstances, right? When we let logic and reality control what we do every day, and I know this is kind of counterproductive, we only get more of that. When we say, I surrender to a higher source, and I'm going to pay attention to those breadcrumbs, little bitty ones, you guys, and you have to start paying attention to small intuitions, like you see the number 1111 on a clock, right? Just take a big deep breath and say, that's a coincidence. You know, Jesus says, if I can give you things I can trust you in small amounts, I will give you things I can trust you in large amounts. So don't downplay any breadcrumbs or any in coincidences or synchronicities, right? Something happens, just pay attention and say, thank you. You know, there's a penny on the ground. Pick it up. Say, thank you. Somebody calls you've been thinking about. You know, just tell the universe, thank you. Start paying attention to the coincidences. And the coincidences show up more. They find you. And it becomes miraculous. You run into somebody you've never thought about. You get offered an opportunity you've never thought about, right? I can't tell you what's going to happen because I'm not Source. Well, I'm kind of attached to Source, but so are you. But I can tell you that if you trust that it's going to show up in your life and you take that baby step, it will trust. it will show up in your life. You can take that baby step. So I am now here 3 years later. I have amazing friends I've met all over the world. I've had four of the people that were in The Secret, is the book that changed my life. I've had them on my show. I've got a fifth one coming up in September. And these people asked to be on my show, right? I mean, I could never have imagined that when I started reading The Secret, when I started on this journey. And we are all on this journey. And I know we talked about it before, but I want to bring you just a little bit more information about this journey that we're all on. It's called the hero's journey. And you are the hero in your own story. You are not a bit player. You are not a supporting actor. You are not there to make your husband or wife look better. You are a starring role in your own movie. And what that means is that you get to make decisions as far as what is best for you. And here's how the hero's journey works. It's called a monomyth, which means that every single movie, book, anything with a plot that you've ever heard follows this exact formula. Joseph Campbell was a professor, a philosopher in the 1950s here in the United States. And he decided he wanted to find one thread that every culture in every time frame in every land shared. He wanted to find one unique unifying quality that all human beings, no matter where they were or what time in this wonderful world that they were in, that they shared. And he found all of the cultures and all of the prophecies and everything that he possibly could from all of these ancient tribes. And he put them all together and he called it the hero's journey. And he says every single culture has this same hero's journey that everybody goes on, that they understand how important it is. And it actually unifies all cultures. And what it is we start out at home, right? We're on the couch, which is what we normally, yeah. We're playing with the kids or we're in a job we don't like, but we are at home and we're comfortable because we have been there, right? And then we hear a call to action. We hear a call. We know somewhere in our heart we want more. Something has happened that has made us say we can't stay on the couch anymore. And we can either accept this call to action and decide that we want to go on a different path. Sometimes the call to action is thrust upon us, right? A divorce or a death, or we lose a job. Sometimes we get excited and we want more in our lives, but something happens that allows us that we cannot stay where we are. We cannot stay in front of the TV the rest of our lives. And so we start on this journey and we can accept this call or we can reject the call and go back where we were. And then we don't ever grow and we never get these amazing goals and dreams that we want. But so we decide we're going to accept the call. And we start down this road, and there's at some point in time, you are farther away from your comfort zone or your reality that you've ever been. So let's talk about how this really relates to any movie you've ever seen, right? So in The Hobbit, you know, they are leaving the Shire, and that at some point in time, Frodo says, you know, we take one more step and we're outside the Shire. We've never been this far away from home before. In The Wizard of Oz, you know, Dorothy decides, you know, that she runs away from home and she's never been that far away from home before, but she runs back and then she gets taken far away from home. You know, in Harry Potter, he goes to Hogwarts. He's never been that far away from home. We get to a point that when we answer this call, we are farther away from that comfort zone than we've ever been, but we have to be. We have to be able to go on this journey. When you go on this journey, it can be scary. It can be dangerous. But always when you're on this journey, you find friends, right? You find the Tin Man. You find the Cowardly Lion. Or if you're Harry Potter, you find Ron and Hermione. You know, Frodo takes his own people with him. You always have friends on this journey. And you have friends that help you. And these are friends that are on the same journey with you. And then on this journey, you also find a mentor. You find somebody that's going to teach you more than you've ever known. You have to continually take the steps on this journey. But when you do, all of these things conspire in your favor. You find the friends that are there to help you. You find the mentor that is there to give you the wisdom you need. Then you're going to go and you're going to go up against dragons, right? You're going to go up against things you've never seen before. You're going to go up against problems and different difficulties that you've never had before because you're outside your comfort zone. We have to get through that so that our lives can grow and we can find this much bigger goal. And this is step by step. It's not overwhelming, but you do have to be brave and hold on to people's hands because that's what they're there for. You know, Joseph Campbell says, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. You've got to go through the difficult times or the times that feel uncomfortable because you're not used to them to be able to get that treasure that you seek. So now you're still on this journey. You found your friends. You've got a mentor. You've got to a point that it's difficult. There are dragons you have to slay. There's a cave you have to enter so that you can find the treasure that you seek, and you do. And you find this treasure, and the treasure is transformation. The treasure is information. The treasure is understanding how we are connected to this huge, wonderful, loving source. The treasure is understanding how we fit, how we finally fit into our lives, into what we were supposed to come here to do, and into this infinite universe. And then we go home. And there's still a few things we have to do before we get home, but we finally get home. And what do? We sit there and we share our information with our tribe and we are celebrated just like they did in Star Wars. Remember, they came back and they all got the medals and they got accolades. We come back to our tribe. We are different people. We've changed. We've grown. We're now heroic. We've been through some things. We can teach our tribe, and we have a right to rest. We have a right to enjoy that. And we now are different people. We're a little higher up. We can see a different perspective. We have more self-confidence. We have more self-worth. And then what do? After we rest, we decide, I want something more. You hear another call to action. You hear another call, and you take another step, and you go a little farther. And we're never done. If you're done, remember, in the universe, we're either contracting or we're expanding. Contracting means at some point in time, you are going to be sitting on that couch and not being able to move. Expanding meaning you're going to read books. You're going to meet people. You're going to learn new traits. You're going to move somewhere. You're going to get a new job. You're going to get new friends. You're going to grow. And we just continue on this hero's journey. So when I share my hero's journey, you know, I had to decide there was something much bigger than what I was doing. And I thought I was pretty successful, right? But boy, I knew there was something more. And it took me a long time to acknowledge that and not to be afraid of that. And it got to the point I didn't really have an option, right? I had these panic attacks, these anxiety attacks. I knew I had to do something different. I had to go on another journey. And that's the example of my hero's journey, which is exactly what all of us are going on. In this past year, year and a half, we've been sitting on the couch a lot, but it's also been a journey. It's been an emotional, internal journey. It can be a spiritual journey because we've learned a lot about ourselves. We've learned what we believe in. We've learned what we can stand up for. You know, we've learned that we need to pay attention to what's going on and use our heart and our intuition to decide what our next steps are. We've learned a lot. You don't have to go on a physical journey. It's a spiritual journey. It's an emotional journey. And when you get to the point that you're coming back, that you understand a bigger picture and you're coming back to rest in your comfort zone, in your hometown, you know, you feel good about yourself. You made it through something, and you know you can make it through more because we're here to grow. We're here to show up big. We're here to play big. We're here to serve big. And we can't do that sitting on our couch. right? Not that that's not a good place to rest, but we need to understand that the human part of us has this journey that we're going on, and the spiritual part of us is always there for us. You know, we're a spiritual being having a human experience. And that spiritual being wants to have these experiences. They want to grow. They want to have something new. They want to be challenged and excited. They want to feel confident, and they want to feel self-worth. And our spiritual selves want to feel like we can accomplish something. And we can rest. We can know we're surrounded by this love. And we also know we can go out and do it again. It's such a beautiful understanding of how we can still be where we are in a small town with limited resources, in a limited environment, with limited money, and be able to understand that we can go on this hero's journey anytime we want to. It's first a mental, emotional, spiritual one. What is it you want to do? Start following the breadcrumbs. And then physically, small things are going to show up. I promise you it works. It works every time. It works for everyone. It's the law of attraction. When you know you want this, you draw these breadcrumbs to you. You have to have the courage to follow them, right? And to rest and to see another one and to follow it. When God knows that you're serious about actually following these breadcrumbs, he's going to give you more and more and more. You are going to be so surprised where you end up down the road. You're going to be blown away at the opportunities, the blessings that you never thought were possible. But you got to understand, you've got to start the journey. Where is it I want to go? What is I want to do? Pay attention to things in your environment that say, hey, there's billboards that says, want to go back to school, you know, or want to go to this church. Start paying attention. Your intuition, your higher self is going to say, ding, 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 maybe you should go this way, and start paying attention. I promise you, the more you pay attention, the louder and the kinder and the more obvious your higher self is, your intuition is. You start trusting it. And then it's, man, now I want to do this. Now I want to do that. Because we are on this journey together. And we are here for a very short time. And we need to grab life by both hands. And we need to have the enjoyment and have the opportunities that we were sent here to do. And we can't let any opportunity go by, and we can't let any outside circumstance tell us we can't do it. It's a step-by-step journey. It's a breadcrumb-by-breadcrumb journey, and it's a trust there's going to be another breadcrumb. I just wanted to share with you where I came from, and I know where you came from, and that I know there's these opportunities out there for you. If you stay in your heart, and you have the intention, you want to see one breadcrumb, and you have the courage to take that next step, you'll be amazed at what you find out. I also want to take this opportunity to invite you to, I have a new workshop coming out on July 30th. That's on a Friday from 11 to 4 Central. And what you're going to get out of that is so much more than what we had the time to do right now. It's engaging. It's interactive. There's an immense amount of information that I get to share with you and that we get to interact with each other. It's called The Reimagined Woman, and it's for anybody, but particular for women, that we're going to use our imaginations and we're going to recreate and redirect our lives and start that hero's journey for ourselves and be able to learn to recognize those breadcrumbs. So if this is something that resonates with you, I want you to go to discoverpaula.com, register. It's free. It's going to be in a couple weeks. It's fun. It's for 5 hours. There's a bunch of F's. But I promise you, when you leave, you're going to have so much more information, inspiration, transformation than you had before you came. And hopefully that's going to help you change your life. So please go to discoverpaula.com. Go ahead and sign up for that workshop. Would love to see you there. I think it can make a huge difference in your life. And because we've been talking about a journey, just want to remind you what Ram Dass has always said. We are just walking each other home. And we're holding each other's hands, and we're each other's friends on this hero's journey. And we know that there's something bigger helping us on this journey. And it's been my honor and my privilege to be able to share this journey with you. So until next time, excited you were here, excited we had a chance to talk. Want to make sure you sign up for my workshop, and that's July 30th, but go to discoverpaula.com. It's going to get you all the information you need and all the reminders you need. Show up ready to learn and show up ready to go on that adventure, because we came here to play big, and I wanted to help you do that. So until next week, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction radio show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.